Oh, hi. This is Cindy Howes from Basic Folk, and here's what's happening on the Bluegrass Situation Podcast Network. Only Vans, a Texas country music pod with rock star host Bree Bagwell, recently welcomed Matt Hillier.
You sang a song nobody had ever heard, and you kept going, come on, everybody, sing it with me.
You know the words.
You know the words. It was the best.
On Basic Folk, honest conversations with folk musicians, myself and co-host Lizzie Noh recently featured John Moreland.
Some of the lyrics are like, you seem to know some things you must have overheard. It sounds like it's talking about a lover. A couple minutes into the song, he's talking about a smartphone, and it just creeped me out so hard that I got a flip phone too.
Oh, wow. And finally, the String Dusters' Travis Book is hosting the Travis Book Happy Hour, live music and conversation from guests like Trey Hensley.
Just listening to Earl Scruggs play the banjo or play the guitar, you always knew it was him. There was always those people that played, and you immediately, within a few seconds of hearing their instrument, knew it was them.
Hear it all and more on the Bluegrass Situation Podcast Network or wherever you get podcasts.
Thompson Guitars makes handcrafted instruments in Oregon and is a proud sponsor of the Travis Book Happy Hour. Their guitars are built with select tone woods, including Brazilian rosewood. Go to pktguitars.com for more information about their different models and appointments available from their custom shop.
This is Chris Pandolfi from the infamous String Dusters, inviting you to check out my podcast, Inside the Musician's Brain, where we dig deep into everything that goes into a life in music. Season 5 is airing now, featuring talks with Ani DiFranco, Jerry Douglas, Mary Chapin Carpenter, Amigo the Devil, and many more excellent guests.
I have no idea how long it went on. All I know is when I came back, I didn't know who I was.
I've been long captivated by the tension between stories, their ability to set us free, and also their ability to entrap us.
If I allow it to open up possibilities rather than destroy others, I'm using it as a tool.
Do you just like wake up in the morning hearing instrumental tunes in your head?
Yeah, kind of. I've been known to just lay down on the couch with my mandolin and write a few tunes, but you know, just whenever.
How do you decide which ones you want to, like, play or record? How do you decide?
You know, I just like to play the ones that are good. No, I'm kidding.
Welcome to the Travis Book Happy Hour Podcast. I'm Travis Book. This episode is brought to you by Thompson Guitars, makers of fine instruments handmade with love in Sisters, Oregon. The podcast is presented by Americana Vibes and the Bluegrass Situation, and our show is part of the Bluegrass Situation Podcast Network. You can dive into all things roots music anytime at thebluegrasssituation.com. Wyatt Ellis can't even drive a car, but he's making waves in the bluegrass community. A prolific tune writer and a dedicated student of the mandolin, he's growing and learning at a rate you only find in the under 20 set. I was surprised to find that he's also humble, articulate, and a total professional. It's not hard to envision him reaching the highest echelons of acoustic and bluegrass music and doing it very, very soon. I was grateful to my friend John Stickley for the introduction to this bluegrass wunderkind. This episode was recorded live at 185 King Street in Brevard, North Carolina on June 11th, 2024.
Live from 185 King Street, the backyard of Brevard, North Carolina. It's a Travis Book Happy Hour. Brought to you by Americana Vibes and the Bluegrass Situation, with special guest Wyatt Ellis. And the Happy Hour House Band featuring John Stickley and Christian Ward. And now, your host, Travis Book.
out just like we rehearsed it. Thank you so much for being here tonight. This is the Travis Book Happy Hour, and so glad to have this guy down here playing mandolin for you all night. This is Wyatt Ellis. Please make him welcome. You write a lot of instrumental music. Are there stories behind the songs?
I do, yeah. And like the first song we played was actually one of my tunes, and that one's called Blue Smoke. And the story behind that one was actually I was sitting on my front porch looking over the Great Smoky Mountains, and that inspired me to write that tune, so I decided to name it Blue Smoke.
And why did you name this one Get Lost?
You know, I kind of named it. Was
your mom bugging you while you were trying to play mandolin?
No. I was actually in Johnny Cash's old cabin with Marty Stewart, who recorded that solo on that tune.
How did I know it was going to be so much cooler than my
story? No, it's not over yet. It's not over yet. Johnny had a mat on his floor that said "Get Lost," and I thought that'd be a pretty cool name for a wandering instrumental like this.
And didn't you record this one with Marty?
I actually recorded this tune with Jake Workman.
Oh, fantastic! So oh, yeah. Apparently, there's a Jake Workman fan around here.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
cool.
That's Bill.
It is.
Cool. So this tune's called "Get Lost."
Yeah.
Let's play it.
Thank you.
And we didn't get lost.
You sing us another one, Wyatt?
I sure will. Well, I think this is a tune that Elvis did, but I think Bill Monroe did it as well, and Jim and Jesse, as long as many other bluegrass greats. It's called When My Blue Moon Turns to Gold Again.
And B flat.
Yeah.
Blue night, got you on my mind. Blue night, can't keep crying.
lover's gone tonight. Who is I could be? Thanks to Wyatt for being here.
Oh, thank y'all for having me.
And a big thanks to Stickley for bringing us together. You two don't have to hang out. Sweet. I'm going to let these guys, I told Stickley, I was like, you can go. You don't have to stand up here and feel all awkward. Standing around while people are being interviewed is a little bit like having people sing happy birthday to you. You literally, like, you don't know what to do. There's nothing to do. Wyatt, dude. We first met when you came up on stage. We both sat in with Stickley at the Strings pre-party.
Yes, we did. That was pretty epic.
That was pretty epic. Yeah. And, you know, you can't do a happy hour episode without mentioning Billy Strings.
Nope.
I know how the algorithm works, okay? That was really fun.
It was,
and,
you know.
And after that, I texted Stickley. I was like, should I get Wyatt on the show? And he was like, heck yeah, man. And I was like, would you play? And he was like, absolutely. Because I know Stickley's a big fan, so big thanks to Stickley for bringing us together.
Definitely.
All about the stick. So I got a few questions. Wyatt, how did you get into playing mandolin? How did it start?
So I first got into mandolin when I heard Bobby Osborne play it on a good old East Tennessee tune called Rocky Top. And soon after that, I heard Bill Monroe and the Stanley Brothers, and I've been hooked ever since.
That's awesome. Who have been, like, amongst your biggest musical influences?
Oh, man, there's so many. But, you know, I love, obviously, Bill Monroe and Bobby Osborne, like I said. But the Johnson Mountain Boys. And here recently, I've been listening to a lot of the Stanley Brothers and Keith Whitley.
Oh, well, that's legit, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's some good old stuff.
Most kids would be like, oh, you know, I'm into, like, you know, like, David Grisman or, like...
I'm into him, too.
Paul Hoppin. It's funny, I can hear...
I've got an Old and In the Way t-shirt.
I see that. It's really cool. I can hear, and this is a good thing, I can hear all those influences in your playing. It's like you're like a shapeshifter. You'll play something and I'll be like, I think I know where that comes from.
Yeah, I've just tried to soak up as much material as I can, and I think that kind of comes out a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's a huge part of developing your own sound. It's like the more of that stuff you adopt early on, then the more it can come out of you organically as you
definitely
develop.
Yes.
You've written like hundreds and hundreds of instrumental tunes, right?
I have, yes.
Do you just like wake up in the morning hearing instrumental tunes in your head?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. I've been known to just lay down on the couch with my mandolin and write a few tunes, but, you know, just whenever.
How do you decide which ones you want to, like, play or record? How do you decide?
You know, I just like to play the ones that are good. No, I'm kidding. You know, it's just like, you know, just kind of a thing, you know, like, that tune was, like, meant to be.
Yeah.
It almost just, you can almost kind of feel it.
How do you remember them all?
I record them on my phone, usually.
Ah, yes. Technology. So, I heard, do you have more to say about that?
Yeah, I could talk for a while about that. And the pandemic, when all the festivals and everything got shut down, I got stuck at home and decided to, you know, go on YouTube and take some Skype lessons and just did all I could to, you know, soak up as much as I could.
That's awesome. And out of that comes all these amazing songs. Are you writing songs with lyrics yet?
You know, I'm starting to work on it slowly.
Awesome. That's great. You want to co-write sometime?
That'd be awesome.
All right. That's how that works right there. You know what they say in Nashville? If you add a word, you get a third. What's the most interesting place that music has taken you?
You mean like stylistically or a venue or part of the country?
I like where your head's at. I like it. I'm thinking just like sort of like geographically, like or even just like when was there a time where you just kind of like you looked up from your mandolin and you were like, oh, this is really, really cool.
Well, there's been quite a few of those. You know, I've played actually with Billy in Winston-Salem. That was pretty awesome. And I just went out to Utah about a week ago. Christian and the whole band went with me. That was pretty fun. But one moment that really sticks out to me is getting to play on the Grand Ole Opry, and I'm taking my band back there on the 14th.
Oh, that's awesome.
Just in a couple days.
That's awesome. It's so funny because my next question was literally like you've been the Opry a few times now, is that right?
I have. I think I've played there a total of 9 times.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yes.
I thought I'd been on it a lot. I haven't done 9 times. And no one ever hired me to do it. It was always the band I was in. So that's impressive. What stands out the most from those experiences? What was kind of the most epic and memorable Opry moment?
Probably, you know, it just depends, because the first time I went on the Opry, I was actually part of Daly and Vincent's band.
Right.
And, you know, that was kind of a moment that I was a little bit nervous in, but I would have to say the most special moment was when I sang for the first time on the Grand Ole Opry. I sang a song called Tennessee by Jimmy Martin.
My man, good choice.
Oh yeah.
If you're gonna sing one, you sing a Jimmy Martin tune. That's a nice strategic decision there. I respect that.
Oh yeah.
Self-proclaimed king of bluegrass. Your record is I'm gonna let that sit for a minute. It'll make it easier for me to edit out of the podcast. I just have a couple more, and then we'll get back to playing some music. Your record is collaborative. You've got like other notable musicians on every single track.
I do, yeah. All actually mandolin heroes of mine, like Sierra Hull, Dominique Leslie, Marty Stewart, and you know the list goes on.
That's awesome. I've known Dominic since he was a lot younger than you, actually. I think I met him when he was like 11 or 12.
Yeah, he's awesome. You know, he's one of my biggest mandolin heroes.
Dominic's wonderful. For those of you who don't know, Dominic is, he was in a band called Hawktail for a while, but then he got scooped up and became part of the whole Molly Tuttle band and that phenomenon, which is so cool. Their bass player also, Shelby Means. I met her at the exact same festival as Dominic in
awesome.
Pueblo, Colorado in like 2004.
That's pretty cool.
They were younger than you. As if anybody could be younger than you. How did you come up with the collaborative concept? Was that just was that something that just like dawned on you one night?
Well, in the pandemic, you know, I was doing those Skype lessons and workshops and connecting with these mandolin players that were stuck at home. So I ended up writing a tune with almost every one of them, and we just decided to do an album.
Genius. I applaud that decision. Very smart on every level, and the record is really, really amazing and really interesting.
Thank you, yeah.
So many cool musicians on there. Last question, and then we'll get Stickley up here to do a little duet with you. This might be a loaded question, but who was the most fun person to record with?
On the album?
Yeah, who was the most fun?
I don't know if I can answer that one. That's hard. you know, I would just have to say, you know, just anytime you're in the studio with Mike Bubb and Jason Carter, it's a pretty fun time.
What a diplomatic response. You're going places. This is Wyatt Ellis right here. We're going to get Stickley up. They're going to play as a duet. I have a few more questions I'd love to ask him. Again, big thanks to Wyatt and Christian Ward for making the trip over here. And a big thanks to all of you for being here tonight. This is a nice full house. T-Book Tuesdays roll on, and it is an honor to have you down, Wyatt.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
I'm really looking forward to this. That's Wyatt Ellis, everyone.
Thank you so much. Thank y'all so much.
If you're enjoying this show with Wyatt Ellis, check out episode 21 with Jeremy Garrett, episode 9 with Sierra Hall, episode 6 with Mimi Naja, or episode 27 with Rachel Bayman. Thanks for listening, and after the show, be sure to leave a rating and review. Now back to the show.
I think it's about time I get John to help me sing a good old-timey up-tempo bluegrass duet song. This is another Doc Watson and Bill Monroe tune that I love to do. It's called Rabbit in a Log. There's a rabbit in a log and ain't got my dog. How will I get in my nose? I'll get me a briar and I'll twist in his hair. Out of way, I'll get in my nose. I know, I know, I know. Out of way, I'll get in my nose. I'll get me a briar and I'll twist in his hair. Out of way, I'll get in my nose. Share tonight while the moon's shining bright. Find me a place to lie down, to lie down, to lie down.
find me a place to lie down. After stared at night while the moon shining bright, find me a place to lie down. Chicken on my back, soles on my shoes are nearly gone. Just a little ways ahead, there's an old farm or shed. That's where I'll rest my weary bones. Lazy bones,
weary bones,
weary bones,
lazy bones.
That's where I'll rest my weary bones. Just a little ways ahead, there's an old farm or shed. That's where I'll rest my weary bones. Twisting his hair. By the way, I'll get him.
Oh, that was really nice. I feel like that kind of could have gone on forever. So, a couple more questions.
Yeah.
You ready?
I'm really ready.
You seem really ready. You're pretty good at this, actually. Yeah.
Believe it or not, I was bracing myself for this the whole song. I was getting ready.
All right, the questions make it a little bit tougher. So, this is a little bit of future casting for you. Do you see yourself forging like a solo career as a front man like the Wyatt Ellis Band, or do you think you might like start a band with some like-minded musicians or play for other people? Have you thought a lot about this?
You know, not a ton, but right now I've been doing a thing called the Wyatt Ellis Band a little bit. Yeah.
And as long as people call you and want you to play as the Wyatt Ellis Band, then you are forging a solo career. That's how that works.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's awesome. What have you thought about starting a band with some other young dudes?
You know, I've done a little bit of that here and there with some people my age, but you
how'd
know,
it go?
Everybody just lives so spread out, it's hard to do.
Would you like my advice?
Sure.
I'm just kidding. That's just a joke. I'm not going to give you advice. Although, you know what it's going to say on my tombstone?
What?
You know what you should do? Don't let me in your house, because I'll immediately tell you how to remodel your kitchen. Like, immediately. I'm the worst. I think this is probably an obvious question, but do you think music is going to be your career? Is that your assumption at this point?
I think so, yeah.
You're fully committed.
Yeah.
How do your parents feel about that?
I think they're okay with it.
They seem fairly supportive. Yeah. Mom's over here. Hi. Wow, I can see the cameras rolling. How much longer do you think you'll continue with school?
Oh, I just plan to keep going, I guess.
As long as you can read and write, you're probably fine. are there any musicians who have careers that you really like admire and look up to or would like to emulate? Are there any musicians you're like, that's my jam?
You know, there's a few, a lot of these great bluegrass mandolin players and just musicians in general, you know, have gone different ways with their careers. Like, you know, Marty Stewart started touring with Lester Flatt when he was my age, but, you know, he then turned that into a country career. And then, you know, you have all these other great mandolin players like Chris Thiele and all those guys, you know, who just kept going with it, so who knows?
That's a good answer. Yeah, and the part of the reason I ask is that there are also, unfortunately, a lot of really amazing, revolutionary bluegrass mandolin players who, you know, they get pretty late in their careers, and making the ends meet is like a real challenge for them. And that's always been a hard thing, something that's been hard to see in bluegrass is that it, you know, if you make the right decisions, if you're Ricky Skaggs, you're good, but if you're Frank Wakefield, you know, it's a struggle to the end. So I was just curious sort of what your thoughts were.
Yeah, Frank's one of my favorites as well, you know.
It's funny because I can hear a little Frank in your picking, and that's a really great thing. Wakefield was a wonderful, wonderful musician. We were so lucky to have him. What do you like to do outside of music? Like, what do you do that's not mandolin?
Oh, I love to be outside. I love to fish. Just about anything, you know.
That's awesome, man. What's the most important thing that you've learned this year?
You know, I've started branching out a little bit into some different instruments. I've been playing the Telecaster, a bunch of different things, and I think that's just something to keep growing, important to keep growing, is keep branching out on that stuff.
That's awesome. Telecaster's a good place to do it, too. Really satisfying, right?
It is, yeah.
Do you turn the amp up to 11?
You know, I would if I could.
You know, eventually, there's good news. Eventually, you'll have your own place, and you can turn it up as loud as you want.
The problem is my amp only goes to 10. I'm kidding.
What is the best... I just got a few more questions. Thank you so much for bearing with me. What is the best piece of advice you've received?
You know, there's been so many good pieces of advice, you know, from Bobby Osborne, you know, just telling me to go back to the roots and, you know, learn it where it came from, and then, you know, you can do what you want with it. That's a pretty good piece of advice.
That's a really great piece of advice. I know banjo players are told to go learn Earl Scruggs and then move their way forward from that, so that makes sense. Okay, just last two things. This is kind of like the lightning round. What are you afraid of?
You know, there's not a ton of things, but I would have to say bees and stuff like that. I hate them.
And what is it? And what finally? What is it that makes you the happiest? What makes you happiest?
Probably playing music or going fishing.
That's a great answer. That's Wyatt Ellis, everyone. Let's get the band back together.
Ready to speed things up a little bit?
Always. Always.
Well, I think you're in luck because I'm always ready to do it too. We're going to play you another one of my instrumental songs. I wrote this one with Christopher Henry from Charlotte, North Carolina. We wrote it in White's Creek, Tennessee, though, and we decided to call it White's Creek.
Swine Ellis and the Mandolin.
Thank y'all so much.
You know, I point this out because Wyatt is still so young. How old are you?
I just turned 15 back in April.
That's nice. I just turned 43 back in April. He called Stickley old Stickley. What is happening in this world? The reason we talk about his age though is that it's interesting. There's not always great avenues for young musicians to learn, and in this community we have an incredible program called the Junior Appalachian Musicians Jam. And they do great things for kids, and there is a fundraiser for Jam. It's called the Jam Jam. Great name. I believe it's July 1st, which is a Monday, and the Pisgah Pickers will be here. I'm now a part of that ensemble. Pretty Little Goat will be in there, and I will be emceeing. So if you haven't had enough of this talking, there'll be more that night. We're going to be auctioning off a bunch of great stuff and raising a bunch of money for these kids who otherwise may not have access to instruments, instruction, and general good vibes around learning music. So mark your calendars, come out for the Jam Jam, and then the next night you can come out and listen to us play funk with Matt Gardner and Jeff Seip. So that'll be a nice little juxtaposition there. We're going to have Stickley sing another one.
One, two, three. You better be strong, your love belongs to us. It's cold on the shoulder, and you know that we get a little older every day.
All right, why?
All we need is trust.
Got a couple more tunes we're gonna do for you. This is one I've been doing with Stickley forever. It's called Long Lonesome Day.
One, two, three.
outside. It's held in my hands. Rain falls out on the ground by where I stand. It lies shining half a mile away. It's been a long and lonesome day. Only passing by. Tomorrow's such a long time to go from yesterday. Been a long and lonesome day. Yeah, it's been a long and lonesome day. Waiting on that hillside, here I am again. I'd love to catch a ride, thumb out in the wind. Shouldn't look behind me, it don't ever pay. Been a long and lonesome day. Yeah, it's been a long and lonesome day.
I think we got one more for y'all, and we're gonna, yet again, we're gonna speed it up and
end on a high note.
Yeah, end on a high note, and this one's called "Rolling My Sweet Baby's Arms." Want me to kick it off?
Whatever you think.
Yeah, sure. Rolling my sweet baby's arms, rolling my sweet baby's arms.
baby song.
Stickley, Wyatt, Ellis. I'm Travis Book. We'll see you next week.
I'll see y'all soon. Thank you.
This has been the Travis Book Happy Hour Podcast. Thanks for listening. Huge thanks to Wyatt Ellis, John Stickley, Christian Ward, Thompson Guitars, Americana Vibes, and The Bluegrass Situation. If you're enjoying the podcast, please subscribe and leave a positive review. It really helps us out. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook at The Travis Book Happy Hour and online at thetravisbookhappyhour.com. And remember, it's okay to be happy.